And we're on.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast with
Dr. Jackal.
Dr. Jackal.
And I'm Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Hyde Senior.
No, don't say, what do you mean senior? Yeah, like I'm not senior. Even that old.
Yes, you are.
I'm pretty old.
His birthday's coming up, that's why I'm calling you senior. I'm fucking making fun of you, asshole.
That's cool, I get that. I like that.
Yeah, you're about to be fucking 27. Round it up to 30. No, you don't
round
pretty
up. Pretty much.
Don't round up time, people. Time is very valuable. But, we got a special podcast here today.
Do we?
Every podcast is special. Every single podcast is special.
You can't say this one. It's like all of them. This one's going to be.
This is one of many special podcasts.
There you go. I like that better.
Very excited for today's topic.
It's a very powerful topic.
Yeah, and you're probably wondering, what the fuck is this topic?
Yeah.
What is it?
And you'll find out right after this break.
They already know what it is because it's in the title, you fucking.
Oh, well, I didn't title mine.
I titled mine.
Oh, well, then never mind.
So,
I get the joke
now.
That's
the benefits for being on my podcast. You get to know what's going on.
I can't change my shit until after it's done, though.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
So, stupid. My app is better than yours.
Fuck your couch.
Yeah, fuck your fucking. Delete that app and download my app. Hashtag, I needed.
Don't listen to that.
You guys better be sponsoring me in this fucking podcast. No, I'm just kidding. But today we're going to talk about emotions and
yes,
how emotions can affect our life.
Not can, they do.
Well, they do affect.
They do.
Yeah.
They.
But how so?
They control. They grab the fucking the controller of you and just do whatever the fuck they want. Pretty much. Like when you're angry, yeah, you might realize later how simple and dumb things were, but
oh yeah,
and how much you overreacted later on. But when you're in the moment when you're angry, you don't give a fuck.
Oh hell no,
you don't give a you don't give a shit about
absolutely
anything else.
Dude.
No, like you're literally tunnel visioned on your mission.
You're targeted in on what triggered your anger.
Yes, yes.
And you want to fuck whatever,
and you
that
don't
thing
give
is.
A shit what anybody says, what anybody does. How anybody feels, you are.
You
just,
will say things that yes. you don't mean.
Oh,
whatsoever.
Completely, completely.
And you know why you say those things? It's
because
of your fucking
emotions.
Jackal Jinx. Yeah, bro.
Dude, I wonder how many times that's gonna. Dude, that's gonna be a thing. You know that's gonna be a thing,
we
right?
Fucking always. We think the same way. It's fucking crazy.
To an extent.
But
that is funny.
With the emotions things, emotions have cost me a lot of money as well. You know how we played video games back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Breaking my fucking controllers, throwing shit, throwing tantrums. I mean, that's way early. That's like years ago. But
long time ago.
But I remember
still.
That. Yeah, I mean,
your
I've
emotions
done it
too. Can cost you money. Like,
they can cause you pain. I've punched so many things and broken my knuckles so many times,
which causes medical bills, which equals money, bro.
Fuck you.
Emotions.
Not if you don't go to the hospital.
Well, you're fucking crazy if you fucking don't. Like,
I never have, and it's healed. Your body's meant to heal itself. Yeah,
bro. There might be some like fucking
ligament
damage.
Yeah, there's definitely damage.
Okay, then that's why you should have went to the hospital, bro.
I don't have money.
Well, at least it still works.
Yeah, it works. I can move my fingers.
At least you didn't
lose
your
can I see my ex-girlfriend?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
My fingers work just fine.
Oh, I just got.
We're going to edit that out.
Bro.
Oh, shit. That was bad. I had to.
Dude, you know how many controls I went through? Probably at least, what? 15, 16? Probably
20. Oh,
dude, I could not stand the
alcohol
fucking
makes
loose.
Me yawn.
Why?
I don't know. Or maybe it's cigarettes.
And you're making me yawn.
I know, it is.
Dude, that is a good topic to talk about. Sorry we're getting sidetracked, but this is actually a very interesting topic. You know how when you yawn and you're next to somebody.
It is contagious.
And the other fucking person yawns, man. It's like crazy.
They've even done it with dogs, you know that? Dogs can't
catch it. Yeah, it's just like a universally contagious thing, if that makes sense. Like,
God damn it.
God, quit yawning, bro.
And it makes sometimes it makes your eyes water.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, when you yawn, scientists say it is a mechanism for cooling off your brain.
I know.
So if you're thinking too much.
Well, no. Is it cooling off?
It's cooling off your brain.
I thought it was getting oxygen to the brain.
aka cooling off the brain.
Okay, well, fuck you then.
So when you think, I don't know it specifically, so when you're thinking and you're using your brain a lot, like, it might use some sort of oxygen or something. No, I don't know.
Just no.
But this is my theory. I'm not a fucking doctor. I don't know. I'm just rambling on. Use some sort of oxygen or some sort of resource to think. And when you yawn, it kind of rejuvenates.
Replenishes it.
Yeah.
It is a reflex, like a sneeze.
Because every time I yawn, I feel refreshed, like, personally.
I do, too. It is refreshing.
But I yawn, and then 5 seconds later, I fucking yawn again. So the energy spike that yawn gave me didn't last very long.
Maybe it uses energy to use the energy spike.
Yeah. This is all a fucking domino effect. I don't know, but yawning is very important.
Let's get back onto the emotions. Yeah. We're gonna put some dominoes back. We're gonna set some dominoes back up. We're gonna retract a little.
Sorry, we get distracted.
We both have ADD. Well, yeah. No, you have ADHD.
I have ADHD.
I have ADD. He's got a couple more letters. Even though I'm older, he's got a couple more.
And I mean, I've grown out of it. I haven't grown out of it yet, but
you've learned to control it a little bit.
I've learned to control it a lot better. Like, ADHD is something that is insane.
It sucks.
It really does.
I mean, it sucks for the people around the person with ADHD.
Yeah. No, it really does.
It does. I mean, I get it.
I can get fucking annoyed.
I can too. Like, I've learned that I am a very small dose
person. Yeah.
People can't handle me in large doses.
When I'm an extrovert, like, I'm both. I'm both an introvert and an extrovert.
There's a word for that, and I can't think of
it. I'm both. Like, sometimes I just want to be alone.
Ambervert.
Is that what it's called?
It starts with an A. Shit, it's a... Yeah, I got lost. Train of thought gone.
So I'm like right in the middle of that spectrum.
Yeah.
But like, when
you're
I'm
not right in the middle. You switch back and forth.
I switch back and forth. Yeah, exactly. But when I'm an extrovert,
it's I'm insane. Annoying. It's 100%.
I'm annoying as fuck.
It is 100% max leveled out, turned all the way up.
Yeah, and then I'm completely like maxed out.
And
on
then the
that
other
spectrum.
One,
and then when I'm an introvert, same way. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yep.
Period.
That's ADHD.
When I want to be social, I'll be social. But when I don't want to be social, I will not talk to fucking nobody. Dude.
Yeah. So to all friends, if I have people who I know ever listen to this, just know that when I ignore you for years at a time, it's not on you. It has nothing to do with you. You didn't make me mad or nothing. It's me.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
And like,
I know that has to do with emotions.
I don't know,
by
dude.
The way.
For me. Like, for one, like, last year, I was more of a extrovert or introvert the whole year. I didn't want to talk to anybody. And this year, like, I've completely changed. Like, I want to talk to fucking everybody.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
It's crazy.
But I mean, it goes in days, though, for me.
Yeah, but emotions. Emotions.
That still has to do with emotions.
It does.
Yeah.
But,
I think another thing with ADD and ADHD is overthinking a lot.
Yeah.
You really do. I mean, I don't know about you, but I, any situation, even before and after it's played out, I think of every possible solution, outcome, every possible scenario that could have happened or will happen or did or should have happened or
AKA
could have happened.
Anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
I get real bad anxiety, man. It's bad. And I try to cover it up, but, dude, it's bad, man.
We need Adderall again.
Adderall messed me up, man.
It fucked my stomach up, my appetite up.
I couldn't sleep. It does work.
Yeah, you
Don't
can't
get me
sleep
wrong.
On it.
Like, my focus is pinpoint.
What is that? I have no focus. My focus has disappeared, man.
Yeah.
Completely gone.
I just couldn't take it, dude. It made me sick.
Yeah, I know. We even tried hiding it in your food, and you still, like, we thought you just didn't want to take it. But
no,
it really did.
It made me deathly sick, dude. I'd sleep.
Yeah, I remember. But it worked for me.
Yeah.
But it made me really angry.
Yeah.
It really did. Like, it made me... But that might have had something to do with the lack of sleep, honestly.
That could, yeah. That'll do that to you.
Yeah, your brain does need sleep, which is really... Oh, I have a fucking theory about that, too, man!
All right, what is it?
Oh... Should we go? How much time do we have? How much time has it been?
We're at 10 minutes.
That's not bad. All right. So my theory. Oh, this is a good one. Well, I think this is a good one.
All right.
This
fair.
Is my opinion. the reason, like, who the fuck says that we need 8 hours of sleep? And I kept domino effect into, you know, when life first, I mean, when we were first.
The quote-unquote experts say that.
No. Well, yeah, now. Yeah. But why is that? Why do we need that now? And I come to the conclusion.
Did you turn my phone around or did I?
You did, bro.
Anyway.
Like, okay, think about when civilization and little towns first started.
Okay.
Before electricity, mind you. Okay. What did they have as light?
They had candles.
And fire. Yeah. So at nighttime, yeah. they didn't have much light. They couldn't do nothing at nighttime. So what'd they do? They slept. Mm-hmm. We evolved to because they were always sleeping at night.
Right.
You know, how long is nighttime?
Nighttime is probably...
What, 10, 12 hours, something like that? Depending on what time
of the year.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Okay, well, anyway. We slept that long because our ancestors back then, they couldn't do anything at night. They didn't have light. They didn't have a way of doing anything. So... We evolved to get that much amount of sleep because of that reason right there. Now we're able to stay awake. We have lights and...
Then again, then you could be more productive at night.
Yes, but...
So they depended on the daylight.
Yes, that's the only time they could do shit.
Exactly.
If so back
they made the most of their day.
Yeah. When if they would have had a way to stay awake or the amount of light or lived in a galaxy where they had like different level of lights... They might sleep only 4 hours.
Yeah.
Or they might evolve to where they don't even need sleep at all. They could just instantly rest or have little micro naps when they're not using their body at all. They could evolve to automatically heal in a different way that's much quicker.
Yeah, dude. I really do think that, like, if we lived on this Earth and Earth only had daytime.
Oh, yeah.
And there wasn't no nighttime, I really think the amount of sleep we need would be affected. We need a much less sleep.
Yes, we would have evolved to gain rest in a different way.
Yeah.
We would have
maybe like, you know.
Yeah, we'd probably be a lot darker though.
Yeah.
We'd be red.
We would.
No.
We'd be tannish.
You're right. We would be, or cuz Hawaiians live in the sun, and they're pretty tan. So we would be tannish. We would be much darker.
Yeah. But, yeah. I do think the fact that Earth has day and night affects or contributes to why we need more sleep. Like,
so what if we started right now as a collective of generation, as a world.
Yeah.
And then we trained ourselves to only sleep 4 hours. And then our next generation, only 2 hours.
And then eventually evolve into no sleep.
Yeah. Figure out a way or some kind of pill to take that helps us regain energy until we can do it ourselves. Or
that would be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
Because people...
How much time do we waste fucking sleeping?
I think... A third of our lives.
It is a third. Good job. I'm glad you knew that.
Yeah.
Good job.
It's a third of our lives that we have our eyelids
give or take,
closed.
You know, give or take.
Just depending on the person.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I need at least...
Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. There's thunder and lightning behind us.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's coming. I think I felt the raindrop, actually.
Oh, shit. Well, springtime.
We should go sit on the dock. It's probably really refreshing over there. Nah.
Coyotes, bro. Those coyotes fucking scare me, dude. I ain't risking it, man.
Oh, shit.
We live in fucking...
Jackals, a friend. Jackals!
Dude, there's, like, a bunch of creatures out there.
Oh, yeah. But they're more afraid of you than you are them. As long as you don't, like, go near their young.
Yeah.
Then that's not even
I'm
fear.
Just like,
that's just, like,
I'm just afraid of fucking coyotes just in general, man. Them things,
they won't come in our yard. They smell.
Things might have some rabies.
Think about their sense of smell, dude. They smell our dogs and all the scents around our yard. They're not going to come anywhere close to our yard, dude.
I don't know, man. You never know what you could fucking run into, like, living out in Ohio.
No? A bear?
I'd shit myself.
No way. No way. Not out here. I would shit myself, though. You're right. It would be that crazy.
But it is. There's a possibility.
No. There's always a possibility, but I mean, that's a fucking, like,
2% chance, like, possibility.
We get some fucking loot crate. Fucking loot grizzly crate. Bear.
A fucking loot crate. Grizzly bear. We got a recall on loot crates. Yeah, apparently there was a bear in one of them. You fucking stupid. Oh, I love it. That was good.
Or like, bro, listen to this. I just came up with this idea.
I'm not sure.
It's an actually, it's an idea that's never gonna happen.
Really?
So, like, you know how, like, militaries, like, they bomb a certain area with an airplane? So instead of dropping actual bombs, they drop fucking animals. Like rhinos and shit.
Oh my god, like have a, like, make or a stampede,
like,
through,
yeah,
a fucking...
Or like drop a fucking, like, group of, like, snakes, and the snakes go.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like, attack the enemy, or like drop robots on the ground, kind of like paratroopers.
Oh, dude, they already have that.
Do they really?
You should see the new way they're gonna have the technology they have to drop bombs out of airplanes now. Like,
is it pretty insane? Dude, I haven't been up to date on it.
It's really crazy. There used to be a show called Future Weapons.
I guarantee you.
Oh.
Dude, there's a lot of movies nowadays that's, like, actually, like...
Oh, yeah, you see
foreshadowing the future.
Yes.
Like, The Sims? Or the... Is it The Sims? No, The Sims. The Sims predicted Fortnite.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like, you know how, like, the... In Fortnite, like, the storm is coming.
I've never played
and all
Fortnite.
That bullshit.
Oh, you haven't? Never played it.
Well, there's a part in the game where there's a storm that comes, like, in X amount of time, and you have to...
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
You gotta resist the storm.
Something happened to me the other day, and I've been wanting to share it with somebody for a while. Like, it was when I was with this chick. We went to the movies and saw Iron Man. Or not Iron Man.
Marvel? Or the new
Infinity
Marvel?
War?
No.
Yeah, Infinity War. What do you mean? I'm not asking
a
question.
That Marvel movie?
Yeah, Infinity War.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I don't know what it's called.
It's called The Avengers Infinity War.
Okay, Avengers. The new Avengers movie. Alright, go on.
No, I don't want to say it. It's too crazy, because it freaks me out a little bit, and you just reminded me of it again when you said the big storm.
Bro. Okay, what is it? I'm sure these people want to know.
No, because it was probably something just with me.
Too personal.
It fucking freaks me out, man.
Well,
it's one of those things that's never happened to me before, and I don't know how to handle it.
Okay, what was it? Bro, did I tell you about my college experience, beginning of the semester?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think I told you. My Tinder dates, my Tinder date ordeal.
You never told me.
Okay, I can't tell you. I can't tell you on the podcast. It's just too much. Too emotional.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying with this. It was one of those. Yeah. Like, I really wanted to tell the chick that I was with, because she was with me, you know.
Was it, like, another person you saw, or, like, an event that happened? Or?
It was something, like, it was, like, you know what I'm saying, domino effects?
Yeah.
Like, picture, like, a domino that's, like, the size of the fucking universe that just fucking tipped over in my head.
What?
It fucked with me a little bit, dude.
Yeah, I gotta know more about this.
It really did.
Yeah, it was
crazy. And it was... Yeah. My dominoes have various sizes and colors.
Whatever the fuck that's supposed to
mean. I don't know what it means either, but my brain wanted me to say it. You like that?
That was good. But... I think it's getting close to ending the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, we lost
the emotions.
They didn't want us talking about them.
So from now on, we're just going to do, like, a fucking freestyle
podcast. Yeah, it's always going to be, like, fuck the topic, because the topic never sticks, ever.
So we're freestyling.
The topic now is whatever we want to talk about.
The topic is
we have ADD, and it's gonna be a fucking tornado of topics.
The topic is literally topics. Topics are unknown.
Yeah, topic
and will
unknown.
Forever be unknown until we fucking
it's a surprise.
Talk about one thing.
It's a surprise.
So
every day
it's your birthday.
Well, every 2 days. You said every 2 days.
Every 2 days it's your birthday. So yeah.
It's your birthday. You don't party like it's your birthday. Right, we forgot to play music this whole podcast.
We
apologize. That's another ADD thing.
Absolutely.
We'll get that down. Well, actually, no, that's not our fault, because we had to move locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, but, I mean, it is our fault.
We're in a car right now in the middle of a fucking storm.
Yeah, which is actually really cool. I might actually, like, just chill outside for a minute.
It feels great out.
It really feels great out. It
feels great.
In Ohio, that's a fucking, that's a very rarity.
Yeah, dude.
For it to feel this nice without able to be in it.
It's just, yeah, it's just grateful being in this warm weather because we had fucking winter for 10 goddamn months.
Yeah, which is another
spring
thing.
Spring is already, like, what, halfway over now, and majority of them fucking days were below 30 degrees.
Hey, Quinn, how many coincidences do you count about the same thing until they stop being coincidences?
That's a mind.
Yeah.
That's a mind fuck.
Like, how many?
Let me think on that question.
Yeah, that'll be. I'll
think about that question for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
And I'll answer that question.
All right. Podcast. That's a good one. How many coincidences do you add up until they
and
become.
You guys think about that too.
Yeah, until they become scientific. What do you call those? Like.
Laws?
No, not laws, but. Until they become. Facts.
Theories?
Shit. What's that thing when you need three consistent things to happen in order for it to be scientific, data? Data. Is that the word?
Don't fucking know what you're talking about.
I don't know either. I'm going to leave it there. My brain hurts.
Yeah. All right, well, I hope you guys really enjoyed this podcast.
Yeah, I do too.
I know it was all over the place, but, you know.
We
have decided,
hey,
collectively.
Okay, when you're ending your podcast, you kind of go solo, and I'm still here.
I'm sorry. All right, we have decided that we're going to just do a free-for-all podcast.
Yes.
We could be talking about anything at any given time. So, if you're into that, please subscribe,
yeah, subscribe
to our podcast.
Subscribe either way, because, you know, why not?
Yeah, exactly. It's free.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt you,
literally,
even if you never come back.
Exactly. It literally takes 1 millisecond of your time. We'd really appreciate it.
Millisecond. Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed Jack and Hyde, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
We won't see you because we cannot see them.
We will
use our imaginations to picture what you're. No, we won't. We really won't.
We won't see you, but we will talk to you.
Yes, we will. We will
while
make
you're not there.
We will make noises.
We'll make noises
that you can understand.
Yes, we will create sound into your wonderful ears.
Yes.
That will cause positivity.
There you go.
All right. Well,
there you go.
I'll see you guys later. Peace out.
Ditto on my cast, guys. Dr. and Jackal, back in the box.